I bring to you now our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you.
So, Pat,
temperature
at my house was 44. It's a good thing the wind didn't die down till late, because otherwise it would have been even colder. But 44, and it's 45 here. No, now it just dropped to 44 at the station. Just down to 44 at the station.
Which is pretty much what we thought.
That's exactly. You got it. You nailed it, Pat.
But it is 39 at Pittsfield this morning.
God bless Pittsfield.
39 at Pittsfield. Poughkeepsie coming in at 45.
So now.
And we're going to have a nice day today. Sunshine for like 65 to 70. If you notice haze, it's not haze. It's smoke way up above from the forest fires has made it all the way to the East Coast. So take a look out this morning. You'll see it. Looking out my window right now, and I could see it. Tonight, clear, cool, 45 to 50, so not quite as cool. Sunny, pleasant, mid-70s Wednesday, partly cloudy, mid to maybe upper 70s Thursday. Now, there will be a cold front coming in Thursday night and moving past us Friday morning. So, in the forecast, there's a chance of a shower, otherwise some sun, 65 to 70. Mm-hmm. The only way that will change, as far as a shower, is if the front were to slow up and allow the remnants of Sally to work up the coast, and then the front would sweep it all off on Friday, which would give us a little more rain Thursday night. It would not be Friday, it would be Thursday night. So we'll watch it, but I doubt very much if that's going to happen.
All right.
The weekend will be nothing short of fall-like. Even though it's the last summer weekend, it will be fall-like. We're looking for temperatures Saturday and Sunday to be between 60 and 65. And the nights will be in the 40s and even some 30s.
All right. So we might see some smoke in the sky today.
Yeah, there is smoke up there now. Take a look out.
Well, I think we're going to play this song. Do you remember this group? And do you know what the name of the song is?
Let's see.
Listen here. The Sanford Townsend Band. Remember them?
Vaguely.
Smoke from a Distant Fire. So there you go. It's all about, it's not about forest fires. It's smoke from a distant fire. I do believe it talks about cheating on your spouse. You know, the smoke from that distant fire out of your relationship. Yeah. But I thought I'd play it for you anyways this morning. Oh, Pat.
Yeah. Well, yes, I vaguely remember listening or hearing that song, but I'm not too familiar with that. But
all right,
I thought you were going to play Smoke It's in Your Eyes.
No, that'll probably come up tomorrow if it's still here.
Okay.
So how would you,
I'm sure it will be, yes.
How would you like to wake up in the morning and you go to, I turn on the station Facebook page, and I covered a news story yesterday, which was a political story, and it made a lot of people happy, but it angered a lot of people, right? And seeing as I was the first one to break the story, I got the brunt of the criticism and for the objective and people that liked it. But one of the funniest objections I ever saw was this morning was on my page. And that's somebody who didn't agree with my reporting on the story. And his last name is Miles. And all he posted was, I want to inform everybody that I am not related to Marshall Miles. So I sat there and I laughed. I said, well, that is a great way to, with a little bit of humor and a little bit of giving me the old twist, to say that I think your opinion stinks. But it was fun. I mean, I wish some of the opinions I got, Pat, but I thought that was pretty good. He was just letting people know my last name is Miles. I'm not related to Marshall Miles.
That is very funny, though, when you think about it. That is funny. Well, it's a good way of doing it. Very tactful.
Hey, you know,
and actually classy.
I just like I said, I got a laugh out of it.
Yeah, why not? I should tell you, maybe I shouldn't tell you.
Tell me.
That
tell me.
Like a dope I am, I stayed up to watch the premiere of Dancing with the Stars.
After what you said about that show and the people that are going to be on it?
Yeah. I was kind of curious. How is the show going to go on without an audience? how is the show going to go on with couples dancing with each other? I just very curious, and I wanted to see if they made any changes. Well, first of all, they separated the judges. They made, you know, they made the table a lot longer. Big deal. Tyra Banks is the new MC. They let, what's his name, go, Bergerac. I don't think she got one line right. And she was reading off a teleprompter. She's terrible. That's one. Two, there's no orchestra. All the music is...
Recorded.
And they're using contemporary music for ballroom. I mean, the songs they played for Tango, I said to myself, how could somebody learning to dance even dance the tango?
Well, here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
How come they're allowed to film?
No audience.
And that's why they got rid of the orchestra, obviously.
Right.
But still, the people on stage dancing.
Yep. You don't see none of the dancers, the group. There were no group.
Okay,
dancers.
So nobody comes out at the same time, except for the two dancers.
But the couples have to dance, and they touch, and they hug. I'm assuming they didn't say anything, but I'm assuming that, you know, they're being tested probably almost every day. That would be a problem. What else? The costumes, which normally were beautiful, were tacky. A real drop off in the costumes. I didn't see any couple except that young girl from Disney. I forget how old she is, who I thought was the best dancer last night. The judges, as usual, have much too much to say. And now, of course, Len is gone. And subbing for him is Derek, who I admire greatly as a dancer. As a judge and a personality, just the opposite. Can't stand him. He got much too much conceited and swell-headed. They go on and on and on and on. And overall, I thought it was a big waste. To tell you the truth, I don't think I'll watch it again. That's
yeah,
it.
They'll reel you back in next week. They'll reel you back in.
They're not. I was extremely bored, disappointed, just didn't live up to my expectations. That show, in my opinion, definitely needs an overhaul. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, that's it. You could take a, if you have nothing to do, Marshall, you or any of our listeners, like there is really like nothing you want to watch on a Monday night, then turn it on. You'll have a laugh.
Well, I went to bed. The Giants played their first game of the season last night in football. It started at 7, but it didn't matter. I knew what was going to happen, so I went to bed and I woke up, and sure enough, they lost 26. I think it was 26-16, the score said. But I can't. I find it very hard to watch football or baseball with these empty stadiums and with fake fan noise and digital people that some of the network put in the stands. It's just plain stupid. And now, you know, baseball's got a 60-game season, and now they've banned alcohol in the locker rooms for the teams that win the series and stuff, so because they can't spray one another. Right. Now they just banned alcohol, champagne, right? So what if a team wants to load up with all that carbonated apple cider, so the teams can celebrate? Is that banned too?
Do that? Oh, you don't know.
Is that banned too? I would think it would be banned. How are you just going to ban champagne?
Well, you know, as you're saying that, what I'm thinking about, when you get your haircut, you go to a barber, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about where you are, but here, they are no longer allowed to use shaving cream and a hand razor to clean the back and your sideburns when you're almost done.
Well, I have to say, I don't go to a barber. I go to a hairstylist.
Right.
I do. And they, when they cut my hair, they do it via clippers. There's no electric used at all.
Right.
And So those rules wouldn't even apply to me. And you know what I really like about the whole experience? Not only do I get my hair cut, and not only do they somehow, Pat, just by them working on my hair, for some reason, they keep the gray from coming in. I have no idea how they do it, but the my hair is still the color that I want it to be. But then to top it all off, you know what they do at the end? You know what they do at the end? They trim my eyebrows. They trim my eyebrows. And that was one of the things when I was a kid, and I used to go with my father. My father used to have all these friends. They had the biggest god darn eyebrows, the bushiest eyebrows.
Oh, because they trim it all the time. Yeah.
No, but they didn't trim it enough. And you see these, it looked like big giant earthworms on their face. But no, I get all that done.
I mean, the barber hairstylist I go to, because Kobe is also a hairstylist, still, they won't let them use it no matter what. Even if you're just a hairstylist, you can't do that. He said that's one of the things they told us that we can't do. I don't understand it, but I'm thinking along the lines of what maybe if they use a hand razor and they cut the client blood. I don't know the reason for it.
Whatever it is, there's some reason. We don't have to know what it is. We just know that there's some reason that they allow it.
And if Dr. Fauci's right, next year at this time we'll still be in it.
Dr. Fauci.
Right.
I'm sure that our president has nightmares about him.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure our president has nightmares about a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I just want to credit my friends at the Hilton Hunt Salon anyways. They do a good job, and we got a great barbershop here in Sharon, Smitty's Barbershop.
You don't expect me to come up there, though, do you?
No, but he's a great barber. He's got and it's all, almost kind of like the old-fashioned times, except he knows how to cut people's hair, both young and old.
Oh, okay.
But he opened up after I long established my relationship with the folks over at Hilton Hunt. Otherwise, anyways. But they have some magical thing they do that keeps my hair from turning gray, Pat. I love it. I don't know what it is, but whatever
it is. Pretty good.
That's right. I'll speak with you tomorrow.
All right. Take care, Bob.
Take care, Pat. Bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center checking our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.